Would you like to accelerate your career and reach your full potential in just minutes a day? Welcome to the LeadX Show with New York Times bestselling author and Inc. 500 entrepreneur, Kevin Cruz.
How do you lead engineers? How do you lead master craftsmen? Hello, everyone. I'm Kevin Cruz. Welcome to the LeadX Show, where we help you to stand out and to get ahead. I hope you'll remember to tell your friends on Facebook and at work all about LeadX because we want to help more people. We want to build the LeadX family. And don't forget to check out the events at leadx.org. We are offering all kinds of free webinars, free video trainings to help managers to do their job more effectively. leadx.org. Now, I had so much fun on today's interview. Our guest is the CEO of the last American company to take an artisanal approach to making sunglasses and other eyewear. We talk about his amazing father who escaped from Poland in 1939. He fought for both France and England in World War II. We talk about, of course, the secrets to great workplace culture and a new term for me. We talk about campers versus climbers. But first, let's do today's 1 minute tip. The problem behind the problem. A few weeks ago, my daughter spent too much money on a pair of jeans and it started a big conflict with her mom. It got pretty emotional for both of them. Now, I couldn't resist teaching my daughter, so I said, you know, this isn't about the jeans, and you're going to get into a lot of fights in your life, and the problem is never the problem. Now, of course, when I spoke to my ex-wife about this, it turns out that she was just, you know, frustrated that our daughter hadn't gotten a job over the summer, seemed to spend her money, you know, too freely with her ATM card, doesn't appreciate the value of money. The jeans were just the trigger. Now, of course, this isn't about my daughter. At work, you know, when you think about workplace conflict, workplace drama, you know, whether you're the one that's upset or someone is upset with you, you need to remember that solving the surface issue rarely helps. You need to acknowledge the feelings that are going on and then try to get to the roots. You might say something like, I know you got really upset with me when I put the presentation slides in the wrong order. I was just wondering if there's anything else about my performance that you want to talk about. Or flipping it around, I know I snapped at you when you came in late today and I apologize for that. It's just that you've been late several times this week and it makes me feel like you don't care about the job requirements. It makes me feel that you don't respect my wishes. To resolve conflict at home or at work, see the problem behind the problem. Now, our guest today is the CEO of Randolph Engineering, a company that makes handcrafted American sunglasses, prescription frames, and protective eyewear for shooting. Now, our guest joined the company as an apprentice when there were only 3 employees, and his father, a co-founder, was one of them. Our guest is Peter Voskovich. Peter, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kevin. It's a pleasure.
Now, Peter, in a minute, I'm really looking forward to our chat about Randolph Engineering, but we have a tradition where I always ask our guests to first to tell us a story, specifically a story about a time when you failed, because selfishly, we want to learn the same lessons you did from that failure.
Well, great. And I think we all have our stories in life and throughout our careers. And what I can tell you is a time where I believe I failed was back in the early 90s. It was right after Desert Storm, and it was our ability to not capitalize on momentum. As you know, we manufacture eyewear for the U.S. military under contract. We do a lot of prescription eyewear as well as the military aviator pilot sunglasses and optical inserts that fit behind gas masks. And right after Desert Storm, there was a huge demand in Europe for military apparel. And we had an amazing opportunity to sell the military aviator pilots sunglasses commercially in Europe. And literally overnight, I mean, we grew the business by about $4 million.
Wow.
And the problem was that we were manufacturing people. We really weren't marketing or salespeople. And as much as the business grew and the demand for the product grew, we didn't quite realize what we had, and we self-imploded because we didn't have the infrastructure. The infrastructure didn't grow along with the demand. And that was a shame, because as fast as the demand came, it went just as fast. Mm. And I truly believe had we capitalized on that momentum with a good marketing program, I think we could have continued the momentum well beyond what we were witnessing. So
again, as you said, your focus, and it's really also your company's strength, though, is that focus on manufacturing. And you just weren't ready to get the word out as quickly, I guess, during this opportunity.
That's right. You know, we were manufacturers by trade. We produced eyewear for the military. We really didn't have a marketing department or a sales department at the time. And so we learned quickly.
We talked a little bit about this in the pre-show chat. You know, I admitted to you that I was not familiar with Randolph Engineering, you know, before one of your marketing people reached out to me. And yet, I love your company's story. And for our listeners, now that we have listeners in 148 different countries, you know, all over the place. So if they also haven't yet enjoyed Randolph Engineering Eyewear, I mean, tell all of us, you know, what makes your company so unique? How are you different than some of those other, you know, big sunglass brands that we might have heard of?
Yeah, great question. I think what I appreciate the most about our company and the thing that keeps our customers coming back is that Randolph is unique in almost every way, from the fact that we remained in the U.S. while other manufacturers moved abroad. We're the only company in the United States that's still producing metal eyewear at production volume levels. We're quality-driven, handmade methods, some of the equipment that my father and his co-partner created back in the 70s, we're still using today alongside, you know, new state-of-the-art technology, CNC equipment. Our frames are all handcrafted in our factory right here in Randolph by craftsmen going through 200 steps and 27 processes. People don't realize the amount of steps that you go through to make a pair of metal eyeglass frames. You know, our processes are truly meticulous, which is why we've been able to hold on to our military contracts since 1978. I think our longstanding relationship with the military and our already fanatical customer base really speak to the quality of our product. And I continuously look forward to expanding our audience and introducing this product to new eyes.
Yeah, and I just want to really underscore some of those key differentiators for our audience. I mean, in this time when a lot of people are really beginning to appreciate again, you know, handcrafted goods and quality workmanship, artisanship, you know, Randolph Engineering, made in the USA, handcrafted metal frames. There are 200 steps that go into making each pair of your glasses. Is that right?
That's correct.
So, you know, there's all that goes into it. And then what you're known for is, I mean, it's the reason why you have the military eyewear contract is because of how tough the glasses are, how durable and well-made they are.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they're flying multi-million dollar, today, billion dollar jets. And, you know, that eyewear has to perform. And so we're ISO certified. We have a very stringent quality improvement system in place, and we're constantly looking to improve our processes. You know, we make a great product, but there's always room for improvement.
And, you know, one of the craziest things I saw when I was doing research for this interview, Peter, was, you know, if I didn't see this myself, I wouldn't believe it. But listeners, you can go on Randolph Engineering website, and they have a YouTube video where you back a truck up over a pair of sunglasses and they don't break. I still don't know how that is. The metal flattens, of course, like it flattens down, but the lenses didn't even break and you drove a truck backwards and forward over them.
Yeah, pretty powerful video. You know, what we're trying to point out there is our frames are warranted for life. We're so good at what we do. We've literally got hundreds of years of combined eyewear manufacturing experience. We feel so confident in our product that we warranty the frame for life. our sauter joints will never fail. If they do, it wasn't done right to begin with. So we like to say we stand behind our product 100%.
And you're also being modest. Like, you're known for the durability. I mean, it's what the military chooses you for their eyewear. And yet, your glasses, your sunglasses, you can, Zac Efron's wearing them in the new Baywatch movie. I was just catching up on my Ray Donovan episodes last night. Liev Schreiber wears them. Johnny Depp, Bradley Cooper, Kid Rock, Tom Cruise, Al Pacino. Peter, I think you need to hire me to be your marketing guy.
Come on down.
Now, so here's the thing. So the LeadX show, clearly we're not about eyewear every day, but I wanted people to understand how unique your company is. Now, you, as I mentioned in the early part of the show, when I read your bio, you know, people know that you joined at, you know, at apprentice level and worked your way up, but your father was the co-founder of the company, and he had quite an interesting life. Can you share a little bit about your father's background?
I would love to. And it's, my dad's a perfect picture of the American dream, and he's Polish. When the Germans invaded Poland, he left along with his cousin. He ended up in England, joined the Royal Air Force, and actually flew on the Lancasters. And during that time, he heard a lot of stories from American soldiers about the land of opportunity, America, and the American dream. And after the war, he met my mom, who's English, and had their first child in England, and decided that he heard so many great stories of America, he decided to pack up his very young family at that time and move to America. He had an aunt that lived in the Boston area, and they arrived in Boston on a Thursday, and my dad was working the following Monday. And he came to America in pursuit of his own American dream, and it's just an amazing story. He worked hard. He worked for an optical company for 8 years and decided that he wanted to go out and start his own business. And it's a lot of hard work. He's an entrepreneurial by heart, and he was fearless. And, you know, he left a legacy, and we're living that legacy now. And I'm hoping to add on to the legacy that he created.
And Peter, you know, this is a business show. I don't usually talk politics or policy. And yet at this time in the United States, we're having this very big debate about the, you know, in our future. I love it that you start the story. You know, my father represents the American dream. He was Polish. That was the very next thing, you know, you said, and it goes way back. And I think great people, it's a combination of their great character and being thrust into, you know, unique times. And for your father to have escaped like that and then to volunteer, and he fought for the French and was captured and escaped. And then he's went on 32 bomber missions and then ends up in America. I mean, that is really amazing. And then, of course, founding Randolph Engineering. And what's it like? I think all of us as sons, we spend our lives trying to, you know, make our dads proud and to do well by them. I mean, it must have been sort of difficult to have a father that was like this larger than life figure in life and during the war and then in business.
Yes, it was. I felt as though I was always having to prove myself to him. But, you know, my dad was my friend, and he was one of the many mentors that I've had throughout my career. I love the fearlessness that my dad brought to the table, and he made me believe in myself and that anything's possible if you put your mind to it. Just a great guy.
That's an incredible gift to give someone, like anything is possible if you put your mind to it. So tell me more, and I'm curious, you know, you've now been leading the company for some time. And as you said, you know, with great opportunities and opportunities that maybe weren't capitalized on, you know, what's some of your leadership wisdom? You know, how would you tell others to lead their teams, to manage their people?
Yeah, great question. Look, a lot of entrepreneurial people fail to bring the business to the next level, because to do that brings on a whole new set of talent and knowledge. And it's really what I've learned over the years is that you have to earn success. It doesn't come overnight. You have to believe in your product. and you have to believe in the people in your team. To me, it's all about having the right people on the org team and working together as a team. No one individual makes a business successful. It's the team that makes it successful. And I think that if I've learned something over the years, it's you have to create the culture and the environment in order to attract the right people into the organization. You know, 50% of an interview is the knowledge that that person brings to the particular department that you're hiring. And the other 50% is the drive and the passion and the perseverance that that person has. And, you know, I like to look at people as climbers and campers, and not everybody can be a climber in life, but your executive team better be all made up of climbers, because you need people to go above and beyond. You need to create an environment that is a winning culture that empowers people to make decisions and hold people accountable to what they do. So it's, you know, you live and learn in life. And if I could turn the clock back, would I have done things differently to accelerate our growth? Absolutely. But that's not the case.
I love this term. I hadn't heard before, you know, climbers and campers. And I'm curious, this is sort of a surprise question, Peter, but if I was going to ask someone who works for you, if I asked them, like, what is so great about the culture here, what do you think they would say?
I think they would say that they love working for Randolph because we give them the platform that they need to grow themselves. I mean, it's all about feeling good about yourself and feeling as though you're part of the team and you're part of the decision making. So I like to say that my job is to provide that platform that allows people to grow within the company and themselves personally.
I think that's great. Now, I again, people are going to think this is a paid endorsement. It is not, and I'll be candid. So I used to wear Ray-Bans, and then when my eyes went bad about 10 years ago, I've been wearing relatively inexpensive prescription Warby Parkers, which with mixed success. But I went on your website and realized, you know, I can get your eyewear with you know, my prescriptions as well. So, I mean, why wouldn't I want the toughest glasses handcrafted in the United States? And I'll be looking as cool as Ray Donovan and Johnny Depp and all these people, right?
Exactly.
So, Peter, how can our listeners find out more about Randolph Engineering? Where should they go?
Well, they can go start, you know, going on our website, randolphusa.com. There's a lot of cool interviews and articles that are posted on our website that they could learn more about the company and about me. I've done a number of interviews, both TV and radio, and that's where I'd start. And I always like to say that I have an open door policy. And if anybody's in the Boston area and they want to come by and see a really cool manufacturing company, the door's open. Come on in, say hello.
Heck, Peter, next time I'm in Boston, I'm going to take you up on that opportunity because I'd love to see this process. It sounds incredible.
Great.
So LeadX family, I always want you to get a little bit better every single day. I like to give you daily challenges. And I think the challenge of today is to think about who on your team, which ones are the climbers, which one are the campers? And maybe think about that yourself. Are you a climber or are you a camper? Peter, thanks for coming on to the LeadX show.
Kevin, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Friends, before we go, remember, at LeadX, we're on a mission to give free leadership training and professional development to everyone, anywhere, at any time. Visit leadx.org to check out our upcoming webinars and online training events, and subscribe to our newsletter to be notified of new offerings. And please take 1 minute to go to leadx.org/subscribe to subscribe and leave a rating on iTunes, because we're at 227 reviews as of this moment, and I need to get to 300. Just in the last week, we've had awesome 5-star ratings from Garth, Trish Way, Die in AZ, Tri Guru, Indigo Cole, Elsie Flores, and so many others. Please join them. leadx.org/subscribe. Until next time, remember, your family, your team at work, your community, we all need you to lead with intent. How will you lead today?